When you were around 9 months old, before you could walk or talk, you began to point. Of course, you could point soon after you were born, but at 9 months, it started to mean something. It is a curious gesture. No other animal does it, even if they have hands. Understanding the meaning of a point requires sophisticated mind reading. It generally means, if you look over there, you'll know what I mean. But if I see you point to your head, there are many possible meanings. Are you referring to yourself? Are you saying I'm crazy? Did I forget my hat? A point can refer to something in the future or to something that used to be but is no longer. Before you were 9 months old, if your mom pointed, you likely looked at her finger. After 9 months, you started to follow an imaginary line extending from her finger. By 16 months, you would check that your mom was looking before you pointed, because you knew you needed her attention. By 2 years old, you knew what others saw and what they believed. You knew whether their actions were by accident or design. By age 4, you could guess someone's thoughts so cleverly that for the first time, you could lie. You could also help someone if they had been deceived. Pointing is the gateway to reading other people's minds, to what psychologists call theory of mind. You will spend the rest of your life wondering what other people are thinking, the meaning of a hand brushed against yours in the dark, a raised eyebrow when you walk into a room. It will always be a theory because you can never really know someone else's mind. Other people have the same abilities you do and can feint, fake, and lie. Theory of mind allows us to engage in the most sophisticated cooperation and communication on the planet. It is crucial to almost every problem you will ever face. It allows you to time travel and learn from people who lived hundreds and even thousands of years before you. Language is important but fairly useless if you do not know what your audience knows. You can teach only if you can remember what it is like not to know. The political party you vote for, the religion you follow, the sports you play, and every other experience that involves other people, living or dead, real or imagined, all rely on your theory of mind. It is also the soul of your existence. Without it, love would be a cardboard cutout of itself. Because what is love without the magic of knowing someone else feels the way you do? Theory of mind is the delight of moments when you both see something, then turn to each other and laugh. It is the comfort of finishing each other's sentences and the peace in holding hands and saying nothing at all. Happiness is sweeter if you think the people you love are happy too. Grief is more bearable if you believe someone you lost would be proud of who you are. Theory of mind is also the source of suffering. Hatred burns brighter if you are convinced someone intends you harm. Betrayal is more bitter when you can sift through 100 memories for every subtle gesture that should have been a warning. Every emotion we have enriches the lens through which we see the world. And though we feel these emotions in our chest, our gut, and the tips of our fingers, they live in our mind and are largely created from our theories about the minds of others.